Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, we looked also at this similar scripture from Matthew, and we noticed that John identified Jesus by his work. Behold the Lamb of God, he said, who takes away the sin of the world. So he identified Jesus by the work that he would do. But God revealed him by his character, saying, this is my beloved Son. I am well pleased with him. And as I mentioned then, reminding us today, Jesus hadn't done anything yet that we would call ministry. But yet, Jesus was the delight in his Father's eyes. Now, in today's scripture, we learn that John paid attention. He learned his lesson. And he introduces Jesus as the Lamb of God, period. Without any reference to his work. And then, today, in our scripture, we see, as John introduces, says, there's the Lamb of God. Two of the disciples of John left John and followed Jesus. It wasn't the negative. They were moving on. Because John's ministry was what? To prepare a people to follow Jesus. Not to prepare a people to follow him, but to follow Jesus. Which is really the ministry of all of us, isn't it? Not to amass disciples for us, but to build up people who will follow Jesus, and Jesus only. So, John could take pride in that moment and realize that the work he had been called to do was successful. The disciples who had followed him left to follow Jesus. And so, as John's crew is diminishing, Jesus is gaining his first two disciples that we know by name, Andrew and John. And they follow Jesus. And did you notice Jesus didn't say, who are you looking for? He said, what are you looking for? And I can just see these guys, they're sort of stammering, where are you camped out? You know, this sort of a question on the top of their head. They, and we do that quite a bit, don't we? Just some little thing that comes to your mind. So Jesus says, come and see. So what do you think they saw? Oh, I'm sure they saw some little room where Jesus was camping out. But you know what they saw more than that? They saw where Jesus really was, where he does abide. And where is that? In the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty. And they stayed with him that day. They liked what they saw. But the next day, what do? They first go off and find their brothers. Immediately say, we found Messiah. Peter seems to be put at ease, because when Andrew introduces Peter to Jesus, he's called Simon, that's his real Hebrew name. Jesus said, oh, you are, you're Peter. You're a little stone. The next day after this, you find that they bring Philip, and Philip finds Nathanael. And Jesus knows all these guys. Ah, Jesus said, there is a man in whom there is no guile. Nathanael said, how do you know me? Well, I saw you when you were sitting under the fig tree. Well, see, Jesus already knows. He is Messiah. And they were excited because they discovered. So here we find Peter now, and James and John and Andrew. So Jesus up to four disciples. John is down four. They left to move on. So they were the first disciples who stick with Jesus through thick and thin. They can't get their ring fingers separated. They stick with him through thick and thin, even when many others of his disciples have said, left him and walked no more with him. And when Jesus asked those of the inner circle of his disciples, do you also want to go away? Do you want to leave? They only had one answer. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. Because only you have the words of eternal life. So Jesus, the Lamb of God. We first meet the Lamb of God in Genesis 22. As Abraham is about to sacrifice Isaac. And when Isaac says, where's the lamb? You remember Abraham's answer? God will provide himself the lamb. It doesn't say God will find a lamb by himself. No, he'll provide himself. He is that lamb. And as Abraham sheathed his knife again at the angel's exhortation, it says he saw a ram caught in the thicket. In Exodus, we learn that the Lamb of God had to be spotless. Jesus is without sin. The lamb was to be sufficient for every household. And Jesus is sufficient and the Savior of the whole world. And I think part of the reason for Jesus' anger over the temple sacrifices was a sacrilege of buying and selling of sheep in the temple for sacrifice. Sacrifice had become a mockery, a ritual, something to do, which really meant nothing at all. Jesus, the Lamb of God. And so as we're looking at our theme for this year, to see and to savor and to serve Jesus, we've seen him as God's beloved son. We are seeing him today as the Lamb of God, the Lamb who is a lion, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is worthy, we are told. John was very sad because those scrolls lay unopened, because no one was found worthy. But Jesus was there. The elder said, the Lion of Judah has suffered and overcame so that he is worthy to open. And when John looked around, he saw no lion, he saw a lamb. Jesus, we are told in the gospel, was the lamb led to the slaughter. And in resurrection, he is the lion, but his presence is still that of the lamb. And Debbie already quoted this scripture, that the lamb in the midst of the throne shall be their shepherd and shall guide them to streams of living water.